We're doing our annual class on Megillat Antiochus. This work is ancient. It has many different names. It's referenced, sometimes they call it Megillat Antiochus, sometimes Megillah Yevanit, sometimes Megillat Chanukah, sometimes Megillat Beit Hashmonai. Different Sidurim used to copy it. If you look at ancient Sidurim, you'll see that they copied it over. It's known as an ancient work. Rav Sadia Gaon references it. And we're not quite sure who wrote it. Some say it was actually written by the sons of Matityahu, or recording what happened in their days. So that we will see in a minute. So we have this quoted in many different ancient halachic works. Some say that the elders of Shammai and Hillel wrote it. It dates back probably to the end of the Second Temple period. That's what the commentaries assume. And it's very short, but it's informative. And we'll go over it. Just remember that this isn't the work of Tanakh, and this isn't something that's been really validated in the Talmud, so we don't give it that weight. We read it as something interesting that's ancient, like an ancient story, an ancient book of history.
Wait, is this in the B'emar Ketuvim?
No, that's exactly the point. This is not a part of the Tanakh, nor is this a part of the Talmud or the Mishnah. This is something from the end of the Second Temple. This is something from the period of the Mishnah. And although it is referenced, it isn't given that great halachic weight. So we read it like a history book that was written from those days. It's interesting, insightful. We'll see what it tells us. So let's begin the story. We open our Megillah in this version. The story begins on page 19. You guys have it? Page 19. And every year we read the Hebrew and translate it into English. So being that this is an ancient version of the story, it's worth reading to know, the story the way they told it. It was in the days of Antiochus, the king of Greece. Melech gadol v'chazak, you have to keep him in shalto. He was a powerful king. He held his throne with might. V'chol ha'mlachim yishmu'u lo. And kings from all around listened to him. So he was powerful internationally. And he conquered many countries. He conquered powerful kings. He destroyed their palaces. He burnt down their churches. And he put their people into captivity. From the days of Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Great, there wasn't as powerful a king as him on that side of the Euphrates. He built a huge capital, and he called that city Antiochia, named after him, after himself. And his second in command, named Bagris, we're going to encounter him throughout this story. So he also built a large city, named it Bagris. Until today, they're known by those names. It was 23 years into his reign. It was 213 years after the building of the Second Temple. He decided he's going to focus to make an ascent on Jerusalem. He said to his officers, there's this nation of Jews. They live around Jerusalem. They're in our midst, they're in our dominion, and yet they don't offer homage, they don't offer sacrifices to our God. They don't behave like us. And they leave the ordinances of the king. They do things according to their religion. They consistently hope for the day when all the kings and powers will be broken. They say, when will our king rule? You see, they're not faithful citizens. They're always hopeful for their Messiah. They await the day that they will take control over land and sea and control the world. So it's disrespectful to our kingdom to leave people with such faith on the face of the earth. So let's go ascend and annul their covenant, Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Umila. There are three faithful mitzvos, which are the covenant between them and God, the Shabbos that they keep, Rosh Chodesh that they celebrate, and their circumcision. So the Megillah stresses a point that one of the declared goals of the Greeks was to sever our covenant with God. That's why they also went against the mitzvos. Yeah.
Is it normal that there's no trup?
Yeah, it's not Tanakh. This is post-Tanakh. What trup would you want? Vaitav, hadavar b'ines rav uv'nei kol chayalav. Everyone thought it was a great idea. So that's the first section of our story. Someone here divided it to eight sections. You could read a part of the story every night of Hanukkah. So maybe we'll divide it to eight recordings. Okay. Yes.